6 minutes to two. We love this time of a Monday afternoon. We talk about our state. We talk about everything that's going on in South Australia of recent times. We're talking about some great charities. We talked to Ataf Rashid about Events SA. Today, it's all about Holly's story. We have three guests in the studio today. Josephine Lim is here, journalist from The Advertiser. Josephine, lovely to see you.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you for coming in. We have Senior Sergeant Susan O'Connor on our Best Behaviour. Susan, thank you for coming in as well.
Thank you very much.
And also Trudy Minette is here, Acting Chief Executive of Lifetime Support Authority. Trudy, thank you for coming in as well.
Hello.
Now, we are going to talk about the road toll. And we mention this on 5AA all the time. Quite often gets mentioned in the news. You'll hear it with breakfast and with Leon as well. The number of deaths on our road is a massive concern, not only to police, but to the government, to the community. Between 2016 and 2018, 266 lives were lost. In 2015, serious injuries were through the roof. And this year alone, over 100, as opposed to, in the 70s this time last year. So let's talk about this. We might start with you, Trudy, if we can. Talk to us about Lifetime Support Authority and what you do.
The Lifetime Support Authority was established in 2014 and delivers the Lifetime Support Scheme on behalf of the South Australian Government. The scheme provides high-quality treatment, care and support for people who are seriously injured in motor vehicle accidents. The sorts of injuries that we see are things like brain and spinal cord injuries, amputations, burns and blindness. So we really focus on having a person-centred approach and recognising individual people's needs when we support them in their recovery journey.
How many people would you take on a year? Because we just mentioned these figures are ridiculous. I would assume that your figures are going up year by year too.
So we see about 50 new participants each year. And so that means every 8 days, someone suffers a serious injury on our roads as a result of a motor vehicle accident. And so what we do is we administer the scheme in accordance with something that we call the Lifetime Support Scheme rules.
Yep.
And that determines the eligibility criteria, so how you get into the scheme, as well as what treatment, care and support is available to you.
8 days is far too regular.
Absolutely.
And not just the people affected, but the families and the communities with those as well. We're here today to talk about Holly's story. Can you walk us through that? Tell us about Holly's story.
So Holly had a serious car accident in the Adelaide Hills in July 2017. She was 22 years old at the time. So she was in a coma for 15 days, broke both her legs, shattered her pelvis, fractured some vertebrae, and tore her liver. And then later on top of that, she had bleeding on the brain, which led to a brain injury. So after her accident, we've worked with Holly to identify her individual recovery needs and life goals and ensure that she has the right supports so that she can achieve them. So what we're focused on with Holly is helping Holly to get her life back on track.
How's Holly now?
Holly is doing amazing. So she is working with us, she's achieving her life goals, and she's really making a difference.
And the sad thing is, Holly wouldn't be an outlier. You would see a lot of different type of Hollies through your work.
Absolutely. It's inspiring to see how people can overcome their injuries and focus on making a difference. Mm.
Thank you for that. Susan, we might bring you in here if we can. You're in charge of the road safety section. We talk to police media every day on this station and we hear the road toll. And it's almost, I think there was one week we had one every day.
Yeah.
This number is out of control.
It is at the moment, and we do everything we can to try and curb that through our educational programs and displays and events that we do across the state. But we just have to keep reminding people to drive sensibly into the conditions.
Cars have never been safer.
Correct.
The message has never been more out there, yet we are 30 above last year.
Yeah.
30.
It's tragic, and that's the number of people that have died on the roads. And we're here today to talk about Holly and the serious injuries that come as a result of that too. So for all the fatalities that get advertised in the media, as Trudy just mentioned, there's a whole heap that happen, you know, outside of that end up with long-term injuries or even just injuries that require a small amount of treatment.
Can you talk to us about what you do at the road safety section there as well? We heard on the weekend, I worked the show on the weekend, we heard about the 19-year-old who was doing 159 in a 90 zone on his P-plates, with alcohol in his system.
Yep.
You're pulling your hair out when you get together at the section?
Yeah. Well, I guess our goal at the section is we provide, we like to look at it as lifetime education. We start at kindy kids and go all the way through to seniors. And we have different programs, both at the Road Safety Centre, where people come in and do the bike riding around the mock roadway, through to, you know, senior school students, where we talk about getting their licence and about the responsibility that comes with that.
Yep.
And then also through business and community all the way through to seniors. And we do that both here within Adelaide and also in the regional areas as well. So it's a pretty big job we did. We target over 1,000 people each year with the sessions and things. Sorry, 1,000 sessions that we do. And we have huge numbers attend those events, displays and sessions.
Little side note, we had a road safety school in my old hometown of Millicent. It was the best fun, by the way. Learning all about stopping at the right sign.
They still have one down there.
Yeah, it's great.
It is great.
It is terrific. Can you talk to us then about how the relationship came about with Trudy and the Lifetime Support Agency?
Yeah, I guess we saw Holly's story last year at the RAA Street Smart event, and her story is quite remarkable in the fact that she, probably because of the way she's treated her recovery, she's a high achiever, even with her brain injury, and the fact that she has used social media to mark her steps as she's recovered is what's relatable to young people. So I guess from that we formed a relationship with Lifetime Support Authority and have done a fair bit of work with them in relation to Holly, but that is also extending past to other, I guess, people that participate in their program as well.
I was going to say that. Well, I mentioned with Trudy, there are many Hollies out there who are, we see the road toll, we see not just the deaths, but the critical injuries as well. So this is not, again, just a one-off situation for you either.
No, we do work with family members of people who have been lost on the roads as well. So with the Holbrooks in particular, who have featured on this station before, working to do a podcast and those sort of things. So there's lots of different ways that we can tie these stories into our education programs, and Holly's for us will probably sit in our senior school session, where she would love to come and present at every session that we do. It's just not physically possible for her. So some of the video recording that's been done with her and her family and those that have been impacted by her injuries will be used in our sessions to try and, I guess, encourage students not to be involved in a crash and be responsible drivers.
When you see what you've done over the years from this, do you see this message getting through? I mean, at the end of the day, we're 30 above last year.
Yep.
Is it constant education? Is it re-education? Is it a different tack that you take to hopefully get that message through?
I think it's constant, and we regularly look at what's being done both here across Australia and internationally as well in the road safety space to make sure that we are leaders in that space, and things like podcasts and I guess are new for us, and we always look at new ways to get that message out. Every person that we have the opportunity to come across, I guess, is a someone that we can educate and provide, you know, advice on driving. So it's a hard one to measure because we can't really prove that the people that we engage with, that stops the behaviour because they don't feature in the road toll. It's a really hard one to measure, but we do like to think that we're making a difference.
The thing I noticed too is the variation of the ages. Like it's not, this is not a young person problem.
No.
This is, we heard stories on the weekend of 45-year-olds doing donuts in front of the police.
Yeah. So, and that's why we have programs that we call lifelong. So we do try and get in, particularly with our vulnerable road users, you know, our seniors, our motorcyclists, you know, our regional areas, all that feature heavily in our fatalities and our serious injuries. And we just try and look at ways to get in and educate them in that space.
That is Susan O'Connor, Senior Sergeant Susan O'Connor, the officer in charge. You heard from Trudy as well. Josephine Lim is our other guest. She's a journalist of the Advertiser. Unfortunately for you, Josephine, I know you're just itching, you know, the nerves waiting to get on. We're going to take a short break. It's like Australian Idol. We'll just save you after the break. We'll find out how the Advertiser and you were involved in this as well. It's part of our state. We're talking about Holly's story. Josephine Lim is here, Trudy Manette, and also Senior Sergeant Susan O'Connor. Back with more next.
The big Christmas countdown is on. There's gifts to buy, family to cater for, and the house needs to be fit for the festivities. So before you panic, 5AA has 12 days of Christmas assistance from great SA businesses. Adelaide Zoo and Monarto Safari Park offer a wide range of Christmas gift options like memberships and zoo shop stocking fillers. Keep listening for 5AA's daily Christmas tips from 12 local businesses, and Merry Christmas from 5AA.
Did you know the skin is the body's largest organ? So love the skin you're in with Healthy Care Grapeseed Extract from Chemist Warehouse. Grapeseed Extract may help to reduce free radical cell damage and could also assist in maintaining blood circulation, important for healthy skin. Buy Healthy Care Grapeseed Extract 12,300 capsules for just $25.99 at Chemist Chemist Warehouse. Always wear the label, follow the directions for use. Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
The Diamonds Camera huge Black Friday 7-day sale event is on now. Prices have been slashed on all our cameras, lenses, video cameras and more. There's huge discounts on popular brands like Canon, Nikon, Sony, Olympus, Panasonic and Fuji to name a few. With up to 15% off selected brands and crazy doorbuster sales. Get in quick, Diamonds huge end of year sale event ends Wednesday. Visit diamondscamera.com.au for more details. Diamonds Camera, 165 Rundle Street. That's your best shot.
Well, we go, eh? RAA looks after our home.
So while Bob takes care of Ralph...
Good boy.
Steve from across the road mows the lawn.
Hey, Steve. G'day,
mate. Tim and Susie keep the garden blooming.
You mean alive.
And RAA take care of home security.
With 24/7 home security monitoring based in South Australia, when we leave home...
We feel safe, knowing locals are watching over it. Yep.
RAA. Keep on moving
on. T's and C's apply.
Fire, fire, go away. Come again, no more the day. Fire, fire, go away. Everything is red and grey. Fire, fire, go away. Do we leave or do we stay? All that's left to do is pray.
Why risk it? Do your 5-minute bushfire plan at cfs.sa.gov.au. A message from the Government of South Australia.
At IGA, you'll find low prices every day on the things you need, like Yoplait yogurt 1 kilo varieties, $4, and Devondale shredded cheese 600-gram varieties, $8. Low prices every day at IGA. Participating stores only. See website for details.
As I look deep into my crystal ball, I see your future. Bright and full of promise. Oh,
yes.
I see.
Yes.
I see.
What? What is it? What do you see?
No, it's gone.
Lost your picture or need to improve your picture quality? Call Jim's Antennas. With technicians on the road all over SA, we'll have it fixed in no time. Call 131 546 or visit jimsantennas.com.au.
End the decade with a new Nissan. Get a 7-year warranty plus a bonus FPOS card worth up to $3,500 on selected models. Nissan. Innovation that excites. T's and C's apply.
The St. John Christmas Home Lottery Early Bird closes midnight tonight. You could win a stunning $500,000 Riverside Holiday Home Package. Plus, your ticket stays in the draw for the $3.8 million grand prize, which includes $1 million cash. One ticket could win both homes. Buy your ticket before midnight tonight to go into the Early Bird draw. Go to stjohnlottery.com.au and get your ticket today. Lottery license number M13724.
Enjoy the party atmosphere every Sunday at the Jeff's Cross Market with stalls, homemade treats, fresh fruit and veg, arts, crafts, bric-a-brac and more. Wallace Cinema's Mainline Drive-In on Main North Road from 7 a.m. every Sunday for the Jeff's Cross Market. Visit wallace.com.au.
Scraped your caravan? Walker Crash Caravan Repairs. Easy insurance repairs, fast. This is Leith Forest.
13 minutes to 2, we're talking about our state and Holly's story. Josephine Lim is here, journalist for The Advertiser, the acting CEO of Lifetime Support Authority, Trudy Minette, and senior sergeant, sitting upright, Susan O'Connor, officer in charge of the road safety section at SAPOL. We've made you wait long enough, Josephine. Thank you for that. Sorry, it's just, you know... One, two.
It's okay.
Talk to us about your role with The Advertiser and how long you've been there and how you're involved in this particular situation with Holly's story.
So I've been at The Advertiser for 4 years now as a crime reporter, covering stories on road crashes, road safety, and it hasn't entirely been easy. You know, at times this year, I think this year in particular has been a nasty year on South Australia roads, and I've... You know, through my role, I've met people or family members who have lost their loved ones, and it's never easy. And at times like this, we would try and cover road safety in different ways, and this opportunity came up for us to get in touch with Holly, who survived a road crash. And I think a lot in the media, we just hear about the fatalities or the road toll, and to have someone willing to share their story about... how they survive a crash and the rehabilitation that they have to go through for the last couple of years, it's quite rare. And Holly's amazing from what she's doing for the last 2 years, really. And speaking with her, meeting with her. It's you know, I've learned a few lessons from her myself.
Just before we talk about your involvement with Holly and Holly's story when the launch will occur, yours is a tough gig because I've worked at the Advertiser and I've seen it in the flesh. There are sections of the Advertiser where if you're an adcon, you get to go to nightclub openings. If you're in sport, you hang out with the Crows in Port Adelaide. You are dealing with people who are injured, people who are dying, and the families associated. You're door-knocking these families, which is a tough, tough gig. Are you being okay through that? And we hear it with Sean Fuster, who does 5AA Breakfast as well. When you're sitting in a courtroom hearing these harrowing details, that's the tough gig at the Advertiser, isn't it, to do, because every day isn't rosy like it might be for some of the other sections of the paper.
I think as tough as it is for me to do the stories, it's never as tough as the people who lost their lives or who have to deal with family members that were killed on roads or, die suddenly. And I think through interviewing these people or meeting them, we learn a lot about empathy.
Yep.
And putting ourselves in their shoes at the time, and obviously we do our stories respectfully. You know, these stories are just never going to be easy to go, door knock and ask them if they want to share their stories. And I still feel every time that does say, okay, I'll chat with you, I'll do a story with you.
Yep.
That's a huge privilege. Mm. You know, it's you finish a story and then you get a phone call next day after the story's been published and they say, thank you for putting that out there and getting our story out there, because, often it's, even from the road told stories, often people just think it's a number, but it's really not just a number. They're real people behind this.
So talk to us about the powerful story then that is Holly, when we'll see the launch of this.
So Holly survived a really nasty crash 2 years ago, and through this project, we've interviewed people who were there on the night of, the first responders who were there on the scene as well. And I think a lot of people thought she wasn't going to survive the following 24 hours. But she did. And that's, credit to the emergency services, to the medical staff at the RAH, and a lot from her family support and also from Lifetime Support Authority as well to, trying to get her life back together. And she's pretty remarkable for, every day is difficult for her, basically because she still has a brain injury and that continues to affect her to this day and will for the rest of her life. And I think when she agreed to doing this with us, and her message was that, a split second could change your life. Every aspect of her life is different from what she was 2 years ago. And I think that message is really strong, because a lot of people will think, oh, you're injured, you recover from your injuries, you get out of a hospital, and that's it. A lot of people don't actually know how difficult it is. And Holly can attest to that. And you can watch the video, and because this is something we're doing entirely different at the Advertiser. It's entirely digital focus. It's on video. You can see for yourself, hear from Holly herself, how she has gone through, overcome all the challenges she had to for the last 2 years. You hear from her family or her boyfriend how, that rehabilitation process also affect them.
Yep.
So it's you really have to watch it to understand it's something that not just the print paper or the words can just convey.
When is it online? When will we see it?
So it launches on Sunday, December 15. It's an 8-part video series. This video series is called Driven. And every day that week, we will put that video out one every day.
Yep.
And it's 5 minutes per video. So I really encourage people to go and check it out, see for yourself, and hear from Holly herself about how a road crash can change her life.
It's a great thing that you're doing, great thing the Tizer are doing, that you would put that out there and obviously get this message across. Susan, 100 this year, 71 last year.
Yeah.
We haven't hit Christmas. We haven't hit New Year. It's the school holiday period, which unfortunately traditionally is a bad time on our roads as well. Have you got a message for people that are listening today?
Yeah, we just ask that everyone slows down, drives the conditions and pays attention and just don't be distracted, not just by mobile phones, but anything else that's in their car, including passengers. It's a message that we keep pumping out. We will have various operations between now and Christmas. We had high impact last weekend, and I guess it was disturbing to see how many people were pulled over and tested positive for alcohol and drugs on the side of the road. That behaviour isn't tolerated by us, and it's something that we'll continue to target along with our Fatal Five offences. And all we can do is to ask people, because we don't want more hollies, we don't want more people who lose their lives on the road. It's really enough now, and people have to take responsibility for their driving.
Josephine brought up a good point. Sometimes it feels like a number, and I wonder if the general public think of it. And someone said it, and I should give them due credit, but I can't remember who said it. If all of a sudden there was a story in the Advertiser that 100 people have been stabbed in Adelaide this year, there'd be outrage. There would be, what's going on? We just kind of go, oh.
It's another number. So Superintendent Bob Gray, who's in charge of Traffic Services Branch, he made the comment in media and said if, you know, five or six people died in Hindley Street on a stabbing over a week period, Adelaide would be up in arms and greatly upset. We talk about five or six people dying on the road and people go, well, it's just another number. But I guess we're trying to change that attitude as well. It's lives lost. It's not just the road toll. It's not something that's acceptable. These are people's husbands, wives, children, grandparents.
Oh, it's terrible.
And the impact, unless you're in the story living it with these people, you know, general public see it in the media for a day. I guess emergency services see it all of the time. And we have prolonged relationships with these people. And it's horrendous what they have to go through, what we ask them to go through in identifying bodies and, you know, working with people like Holly and, you know, the rehab that's involved in that sort of injury as well. So all that we can ask is that people drive sensibly on the roads.
And I know as a boy from the country, it doesn't just affect the family, it affects the town. Like it affects the sporting clubs they're associated with, their circle of friends. And if you're in a small town, I know it does in the metro too, but particularly country roads, I mean, it's just horrendous. Trudy, if people want to help out Lifetime Support Authority, or is there a message that you have for the people listening this afternoon as well?
I just would encourage everyone to take a moment to think, to be safe on our roads, and to support each other in making sure that everyone in our community can have a safe and happy Christmas.
And that's the message, isn't it, too? Just if you see something, don't look after your mates too. Look after your friends.
Absolutely.
Not just yourself. Thank you all for coming in and talking to us about Holly's story. Senior Sergeant Susan O'Connor, Officer in Charge of the Road Safety Section. Keep up the great work. I hope the number stays.
So do I.
At 100. Trudy, thank you for coming in as well. Acting CEO of Lifetime Support Authority. Keep up the good work.
Thank you.
And Josephine, thank you also for coming in at the Advertiser. Again, well done to the team there at the Tizer for the work that you do. That date again for us to see Holly's story?
Yes, it's Sunday, December 15 on the advertiser.com.au website.
And there'll be every day a new video.
On that week, yes.
Thank you so much for coming in. That is our state and that is Holly's story. We'll take a break for the news. It's 3 minutes to 2.